Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this edition of the Jordan Klein and Brendan Dawkins Show. I'm Jordan Klein, and Brendan Dawkins is not here right now. He'll be in a second. But before we get to anything sports-related, I just wanted to say a little something about what happened in Orlando the other day. What happened is something that's not – it shouldn't be happening. I mean, what happened was an absolute travesty, one of the biggest mass shootings in U.S. history, and I want to pray for all the families – all the victims' families, and it just shouldn't be happening. Not just on U.S. soil, but should be happening anywhere. I mean, we shouldn't be. I mean, that I'm having this discussion, that I'm talking about this, I just wish I didn't have to, because I wish this had never happened yet. Just what keeps happening is awful, and it just shouldn't be happening. All right, now let's get away from that sour stuff, and let's get to some NBA finals. All right, so Draymond, everyone knows the big news. Draymond Green is suspended for Game 5, and that is, it's a big blow to the Warriors. Well, Draymond Green, if you watch the video, he punches the ground. He gets out from the ground after a little scuffle and punches LeBron in the man area. I mean, Green, he should have known he did. He lost sight of his surroundings. He needs to be aware that he's playing from flagrant. Oh, here's Brennan. Hey, Brennan. All right, Brennan just came here late. He was stuck in traffic on the way to the studio. What's up, Brennan?
Sorry. You talking about the NBA Finals? Okay,
yeah.
Well,
all right.
All right, wait, just let me get my resources. You can continue talking.
Right. Well, Brennan's waiting a little bit. According to this ESPN article, the Splash Brothers have played only 118 minutes together without Green on the court. And during that brief 118 minutes span, Golden State scored 114 points per 100 possessions, which is excellent, but it's worse than their 119.4 offensive rating with three All-Stars on the court. Brendan, are you there?
I'm still going to okay.
The Warriors also have
I'm looking at this article. I think the Golden State Warriors are going to win tonight. I'm thinking about right now. But the question is, who will win the Finals MVP?
What?
Who do you think will win the Finals MVP?
I think Draymond Green deserves it.
Green just got suspended.
He did have a poor performance in Game 4, only 9 points, but he had 11 rebounds. But in Game 3, he played really well. He played pretty well in Game 3. He actually didn't play that one Game 3. The first game, Green was great, and then he dropped off.
A point that I previously made was that if the Cavaliers stop Steph Curry, they still have to stop Sean Livingston. So in game four, they stop Sean Livingston. Right? Let me just tell you what he stopped
him.
Stopping
one or
he only had 8 points, so he didn't do for 8 in over 20 minutes. Meanwhile, Steph Curry shot just under 50% and scored 38 points, shooting over 50% from 3. They need to contain him, just like they were doing in the games before.
Brennan, Steph Curry had a rough 3 games, and then he really stepped it up in Game 4. And last year, Steph Curry had a rough three games, everyone was saying, oh, game four is the game, he's going to shine. He didn't last year, but he did this year. In game four, Steph put 38 points. Also with 6 assists and 5 rebounds. I think that's key. Steph can put up 5 rebounds. That really helps the Warriors. LeBron, I think he needs to get to the line more. Right?
He needs to get his stuff together. He's playing. He had 25 right. points, but he's only getting to the free throw line. He got there twice. He shot 4 free throws. The same with Kyrie, he got there twice. They need to. They need to get to the line and make free throws. They went 15-26 and shooting 57%. The Warriors shot 80%. They just need, in order for them to have a chance to come back and win, they need to make free throws. They need to get LeBron to the free throw line. They need to get Kyrie to the free throw line. It's just not acceptable that LeBron is playing 46 minutes a game and is only getting to the free throw line 2 times.
Another thing, well, they're not actually not giving LeBron a lot of calls. It's very surgical. But I think
Jordan, what are you talking about? They just gave Draymond Green a flagrant and a suspension because he got punched. You can't say he's not getting calls if he just got punched and then they're suspending the other guy. You're telling me that you didn't like the call. The perfect call. What are you talking about?
Another thing that I wanted to point out is in game four, the Warriors shot a great 47% from the 3-point line. They were 17 for 36. And the Cavs
were 6 for
25. 24%. If you expect to win the finals in a game where you could tie up the series, you cannot shoot 24% from the 3-point line.
Yeah, I agree. You know, like their shooting was off the charts throughout the earlier series, then they come in, the Warriors are shooting nearly 50%, and they're shooting just under 25%. It's just ridiculous how the Warriors can pressure team end up being, like, not great at all.
I know. The Warriors, I think, to say, their offense is also their defense, because you've got to be an offense and defense to be a great team. I mean, they're doing a pretty good job of holding the Cavs. They held them to 77 in game two. Game one, they put up 89, which is great.
Wait, Jordan.
Except game three.
Jordan, I have to go.
Yeah.
I have to go.
That's it for Brennan. Sorry, he took the swimming for a long time.
Pray for Orlando.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, Brennan said pray for Orlando. Please pray for Orlando. And also, call in at 516-387-1335. That's 516-387-1335. You want to know what you think about the Draymond Green suspension. It is a big blow to the Warriors. I mean, the Warriors are only top 6 with Curry and Thompson playing without Green. But it's similar to what the Cavs average on the low line. The Warriors are just that good. But they're not nearly as effective as Green on the floor. And Splash Brothers, they can't play the whole game. I mean, they're great players, but they can't play 48 minutes against Cleveland. Curry and Thompson, they won't sit together ever in this game. With Curry as the only one of the victory for the Warriors on the court, they only have a slightly positive plus minus. They've been out for 337 minutes. Thompson played alone without Green or Steph. Also, maybe the worst thing about Green suspension is no death lineup. You don't have that lineup, that small, athletic, versatile lineup with Curry, Iguodala, Thompson, Green, and Barnes. I'm pretty sure that's the fifth one. Well, Curry will start a modified version of the death lineup with Barnes at the power forward and Iguodala at 3. But the thing about Golden State's death lineup is they have 5 players that could shoot the 3 with Green. They have 5 players that could shoot the 3. I mean, when you have 5 3-point shooters in there, that's a hard team to guard. Green, Thompson, Perry, also Barnes is a great catch and shoot guy. I think when the big three for the Warriors are in all together, it makes Barnes better because Barnes is wide open and Barnes is the big catch and shoot guy. I mean, that's really what he does. Gets the ball, stands in the corner, gets the ball, he's open, shoots. But McAdoo is also the only center off. He's one of the center off, James Michael McAdoo. He came off the bench for 7 minutes in game four. He could play better in Green's absence, except I think Mo Bucket should play. I mean, he hasn't put up great numbers, but when he's played limited minutes, most states did not play in game four. Also, if you only played a minute in game four, I think most states in theory, I mean, they need to be on the floor more. And Bucket also doesn't even play that much. Bucket only played 10 minutes. I mean, it really hurts the Warriors because, I mean, Green's playing the five and the whole time, and it's hard to get it. They don't have another guy like Green. I mean, in game four, the Warriors' centers played a combined 11 minutes altogether, and Green played 42 minutes. He led the team in minutes. And also in game three, the Warriors centers played a little more. Robert played 12 minutes. Tate played 8 minutes, and Zuby had a little 3 minutes. In game four, most states didn't play at all. Zuby only played a minute and got fouled and then missed both shots at the free throw line. But, I mean, Draymond Green is just so effective. I mean, Draymond Green's plus-minus is plus-minus in game four is plus 14. Do you want to know what the other center's plus-minus was combined? Combined, all the other centers for the Warriors, plus-minus was minus 5. It was minus, you're replacing a plus 14 guy with a bunch of minus 5 guys? That can't be happening. I mean, Draymond Green is so effective. Draymond Green makes the team score, even if he's not having his best, even if he's not scoring that much. Last game, he only had 9 points, but he had 12 rebounds. I mean, that's superior, even if he's only going to be at 3 scoring. 9 points and getting 12 rebounds. That's fine. I mean, also the Warriors this postseason, I think they've done a pretty good job of getting to the line. They've gone 17 for 23, average in the playoffs, and shot 73%. Game four, shot pretty well from the line. They went 25 for 31. They shot really well. They were better than the average. They also shot 80.6%. Cleveland, on the other hand, as you mentioned earlier, they only shot 57.7%. 15 for 26. That's like Cleveland's not getting to the line. They shot 26 free throws. Not making them. And Richard Jefferson went 1 for 2 from the line. LeBron 2 for 4. Thompson, you heard him. Tristan Thompson went 0 for 5. And can't have somebody who's 0 for 5 from the line playing 30 minutes a game. I mean, like Thompson could shoot three throws that poorly. He shouldn't be playing. Irving and Smith shot the ball well from the line. They went combined 6 for 7. And they wanted to get game three. That was huge momentum boost here for the Cavs. I mean, they were down 2-1, and then they won. No, they were down 2-0, and then they won game three. That was huge for their momentum. One thing I wanted to look at was guess who had the worst plus minus on the Warriors that game? It was Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson. Minus 27. I mean, if the Warriors want to Klay Thompson needs to perform better than he did in Game 3 tonight. Also, Game 4, Thompson had 25 points that time. But, I mean, Thompson has played rough. He played rough in Game 3. He had 10 points. But he shot 4 or 13. I mean, Klay Thompson, if he's not making a shot, shoot less. Not going to make a shot. He shot 50%. He shot a great 50% in their last game. Thompson shot 50%. He went 7 to 14 in their last game. Now, that's it for the NBA Finals. Now, does anyone know about the real water situation? Real water situation, it's not a good situation. I mean, Rio, they told us the Summer Games, they said, oh, we're going to get cleaner waters for the event, and it was a promise they couldn't keep. I mean, Rio, there's about 2 months for the Olympics, and Rio, they're not done. According to ESPN, Rio's final 2009 bid booked a 7-year included a 7-year commitment to tackling environmental disaster that took decades to create. This widespread absence of modern sanitation was turned into an asset by the leaders of Rio campaign. It's gonna be dangerous. I mean, the bid language stated that 80% of the overall sewage would be collected and treated by 2016. It puts the full regeneration of the Rio de Frequias Lagoon, where rowing and spirit canoe and kayaks events will be held. If I'm a kayaker in the Rio Olympics, I don't think I want to go to the Olympics because this water, it's really dangerous. After Rio 2016 spokesman Mario Andrada, he goes outside the lines. It's not going to happen because there's not enough commitment, funds, and energy. This is what gets me. Not like they even try to fix the water. There wasn't enough commitment. You have to commit if you say you're going to host the Olympics. You have to commit to building stadiums and making sure it's a good experience for everyone. And you're saying you commit to host the Olympics, except you didn't commit to make the Olympics good, to make the Olympics safe. You don't want to go to the Olympics, kayak in poisonous water, in dirty water. I would not want to do this. No one wants to. This ESPN article says if Rio isn't able to reach target, they're going to keep working until the last minute to make sure athletes can compete in safe waters. I mean, well, guess what, Rio? You got two months. This article is from a few months ago, but there's sewage in the water. Studies found super bacteria in the event venues. I really think it's dangerous. I mean, people are gonna be kayaking in these waters. I mean, I think Rio has a backup location. It's not gonna start until August 5th, and scientists have found super bacteria off the beaches in Rio that will host Olympic swimming events in a lagoon. And in a lagoon where rowing and canoe athletes will compete when the games start on August 5th. You're telling me the Olympics start in 2.5, and the water has super bacteria. You expect them to finish to make the water safe? I don't. In 2.5 months, you can't getaway super bacteria. Rio, I mean, they didn't commit. They committed to the Olympics, but it's just out of my mind now. This country would do such a thing. It's awful that they're going to have to be swimming in this water. Now, let's get to the Mets. The Mets, their bats have been on and off. I mean, the past two games, the Mets' bats weren't bad. They weren't bad. I mean, they scored 4 runs yesterday. Yes, they scored 4 runs. I think that was yesterday. Yesterday, the final score of the game was 5-3. They scored 3 runs, and that's not bad. How did the Mets score? One thing that hurt the Mets yesterday was 3 errors. Can you expect to win a game making 3 errors? I mean, it's just, I don't know the Mets are a mess. The Mets, they're just pitching. Today, remind you please, today, the Mets, whenever the Mets seem to score runs, the pitching seems to be off. Yesterday they scored three runs. They should be scoring more runs than that. Well, part of it was errors. 3 errors really hurt the Mets. I mean, the Mets have made as many errors as... Oh, you have a caller. All right. What's your name?
Hello?
Hello? What's your name?
Jeremy.
Hi. Jeremy, where are you from?
Maplewood, New Jersey.
All right, Jeremy. What's your question? About the finals, the real water situation, or the Mets?
What are the Mets going to do to survive while they're waiting for half their starting lineup to get back from their injuries? How are the Mets going to win games with the Nationals?
The Mets, they've gotten a bunch of stopgap players. All right, good question, Jeremy. The Mets have done what anything does. They've acquired 2 stopgap players, Kelly Johnson and James Loney, and they also brought up Rene Rivera to man behind the plate because, I mean, Kevin Pulaski is not a great hitter. Kevin Pulaski is he's a bad defensive catcher. Kevin Pulaski needs to improve his defense. I mean, he did not have a good arm. The Mets, yesterday, they scored 2 runs. 2 of their runs were in 1 inning. I think the Mets, it's all Seth that is the problem. He said the best performances are, yesterday went 2-for-4, well, Granderson went 1-for-5. Just Kerry Collins, his lineup makes me feel not great. I mean, when you're batting center, it's 3 and walk before you reverse that Walker turn just for this fourth. Also, Matt Reynolds in 2, when you could have. The Mets, they could score that hitting second, then Ozzie hitting second. But Matt Reynolds hasn't shown me anything. Matt Reynolds in his major league career. Matt Reynolds is hitting 158 for his career. 200 on base percentage, 158 slugging percentage. And Matt Reynolds is going to be hitting second. Terry? Going to be hitting second. Just astonishing me. And also Conforto. And he's got it back on track for him. he hit that home run a few nights ago. This season, I mean, his batting average isn't great. He's only hitting .233 with 9 home runs. But, I mean, he needs to step it up. One thing the Mets need is the Mets have that one big bat, but Walker Porter is cool. They need a second big bat. They need one of these guys to step up. I don't know if it's going to be Kip Florida or the Mets going to make a trade for a bat. Oh, and one thing. All right. Well, that's it for the Mets. Now, let's get back to the NBA Finals. According to a source, Draymond, guess where Draymond Green is going to watch the NBA Finals? Watch the game tonight. He's going to watch it at the Oco Coliseum next door to Oracle. He's just going to the A's game, sitting in the suite, and he's going to watch the game on TV. A's play the Rangers, Texas Rangers. The game starts at 10:05, and the Warriors game starts at 9. So just watch the Warriors game for an hour, then watch the A's game in private seat. Probably watching the Warriors game, probably be screaming and cursing the whole time. If he attends the game while he is suspended, he faces a $2,000 fine. I don't think Draymond Green will come in. But if the Warriors win, Draymond Green is allowed to come in to the game, to the arena, right after the game is over. And actually, let's get back to the Mets. Well, I mean, not a lot going on. Terry Collins was in the hospital just precautionary. I got to talk about this, and he got released from the hospital. He's going to manage on Tuesday. Good for him. I mean, I just hope Collins is okay, and just the oldest manager in baseball. Some interesting things going on in sports. The Seahawks tried out ex-NBA player Nate Robinson. He's been playing ball in Israel, but he wants to pursue an NFL career at the age of 32. I mean, Nate was played on in the league by the time he got 32. He wants to start at 32. He says he needs to get a little stronger and faster, and he needs to learn how to press. He says it's just the basic stuff. I mean, he said the biggest challenge are the hitters. Nate Robinson, I don't think you're going to be playing football anytime soon. He did play in high school. He actually got a scholarship to the University of Washington for football. I mean, he's an athlete, though. I mean, he won 3 Slam Dunk contests. Also, DraftKings and FanDuel might merge. And, just not a lot going on. I mean, you have the Stanley Cup. Congratulations to the Penguins, Stanley Cup champion. I mean, I think what really... there weren't a lot of power plays last night. Only that the Sharks had 2 and the Penguins were on 1. Pittsburgh was 1-for-2 on power play. Pittsburgh had 1 power play goal on 2 power play opportunities. Also, Matt Murray played really well in the goal. He had a 94% save percentage. All right, we're running out of time. That's it. Thanks for listening. All staff and information is courtesy of ESPN, and thanks for listening. Bye.